Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, temperatures are cooling as the sun sets. In Tel Aviv, a mild evening is expected. Jerusalem will experience a cool night, perfect for a stroll. Meanwhile, Haifa will remain slightly warmer, with clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. Treasury Secretary announced a potential deal with Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz could be finalized by Wednesday. Also, Mariv highlighted a controversy within the IDF. The military declared victory in a recent battle, but the outcome was criticized as a failure for its own troops. Also this hour, Ynet reports that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is optimistic about negotiations with Iran and Oman over the Strait of Hormuz, expecting a resolution soon. Separately, Walla informs us of concerns regarding the U.S. military's missile stockpile, which has been significantly depleted after 5 months of conflict with Iran. And finally, Lebanon's prime minister has criticized Hezbollah, according to Israel Hayom. He accused the group of being Israel's biggest assistant. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hillel Fold, a prominent tech commentator, described current events as epic just minutes ago. Middle East 24 posted recently about Secretary of State Rubio's announcement of significant progress in talks with Iran. They emphasized the importance of reopening the Strait of Hormuz for global energy security. Raylan Givens, known for his commentary on geopolitical issues, shared a video of Secretary Rubio discussing the hopeful outcome of the negotiations. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Iran negotiations, the Times of Israel reports that the deal could grant Iran significant control over the Hormuz waterway. This development follows months of complex diplomacy involving Oman and other regional players. The outcome is crucial for global oil transit and regional stability. Turning to the IDF's recent announcement, Mariv critiques the military's claim of victory. The operation reportedly did not achieve its intended goals, raising questions about internal military strategy. This reflects ongoing challenges within the IDF's operational effectiveness. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage of U.S. diplomatic efforts highlights Secretary Rubio's optimism. Talks with Iran and Oman have advanced but remain incomplete. An agreement would alleviate tensions and secure vital maritime routes critical for international trade. Concerns over U.S. missile stockpiles, as reported by Walla, underline the prolonged military engagement with Iran. Sources indicate nearly all long-range and precision missiles are depleted. This raises strategic vulnerabilities for the U.S. and its allies. Finally, Lebanon's political dynamics are complex. Israel Hayom reports Prime Minister Nawaf Salam's criticism of Hezbollah as counterproductive to Lebanon's interests. This statement might reflect growing frustrations with Hezbollah's influence in Lebanese politics. On the economic front. First, Mariv Business reports that the iconic elite instant coffee factory in Safed has been demolished after 70 years. This marks the end of an era as new developments take its place. Separately, Globes reveals that QuantiHealth, an Israeli clinical trial simulation company, has raised $45 million. Their innovative solutions aim to transform how clinical trials are designed and executed. And finally, CTEC reports on Israel's ambitious plan to launch a national quantum computer. The National AI Directorate's initiative underscores Israel's commitment to advancing technology and scientific research. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.